Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 208 of the Blind Bargains Cast. I'm Joe. That's JJ over there.
And, hey, it's about that time.
Wow, we could not have timed that any better.
No, wow. Not at all. It was not absolutely, positively, possibly planned. No, nothing like that. We would not be that actually organized at this particular show. For anybody who's listened for 5 years knows that there's no way that we could possibly do that. In fact, we've got a recording that we had in the can since Christmas.
More than that. I mean, well, we've talked about this since last summer. And
that's true, but we didn't actually record it until Christmas. So, yes, we have talked about it since the summer of 2019.
Last decade.
But now it's here. It's actually here.
Yes, it's the Colored Star demo. I'm very excited for this one. Thanks so much to Ricky for helping in on this one. Lots of really cool stuff. So she didn't just record it. Yes, she recorded it a couple months ago. But this episode is all about the Color Star. Maybe you can use this as you pack for CSUN, because that's what's coming behind this. More podcast coverage. And sorry, not just you this time, Joe. I'm showing up, and I think Shelly's coming too. So there'll be a whole bunch of it there. So you can use this information.
We'll all find the elevators together.
we'll be finding the weird hotel a million miles away that some of us are staying at.
Yeah, and, you're practically a million miles away.
Pretty much, actually. I'm just going to stay in Kalamazoo.
You're staying somewhere. I might as well just keep walking to Disney World or land. No, land.
Land.
World would be a really long walk.
Right.
And then while you're listening to this particular recording, be aware of the type of recording, because there might be another Christmas present type show that Ricky and I will talk about in the future. You're getting kind of a preview in this particular episode.
I'm enticed. Well, before we go any further, let's do it right now. Here is more on the Color Star of episode 208 of the Blind Bargains Cast.
Hey, BBQ. It is time now for the long-awaited, much-anticipated, somewhat dedicated look at the Color Star color identifier and light probe available from APH. So this device retails for about $450. And of course, if you're going to make that kind of investment, you probably want to know if it's worth it or not. So I'm hoping to take a pretty realistic look at what the device can do and what it's maybe not so great at in this review, so that you can make an informed decision about whether you want to go down this road or not. Now, before we talk about what this device can do and what it's good at, I should say that I don't have much comparison available except for using color identifier apps on iOS. And the experience there is pretty abysmal. Like, I've tried a lot of color identifier apps. I've tried free ones, I've tried paid ones. There is the really simple one in Seeing AI, and Envision has one. And then there are some that, again, are paid, like Clothes Color, Colored Eye, Color Visor. The list goes on and on. And I just haven't gotten good or consistent results with any of these. And part of it has to do with understanding what my lighting situation is and whether or not I'm casting a shadow or something near me is casting a shadow, which in turn interferes with the color detection process. And none of this really has anything to do with how good the camera is. And so trying to identify color using an app is kind of inherently flawed, at least if you are totally blind and not entirely aware of what your lighting situation is. And I don't just mean, is the light on or not, but any other factors that might interfere with that, such as glare, again, shadows, etc. So a lot to think about just to get a simple idea of what color something is. And I've never been able to make this work consistently. So because of that, I embarked on a search for something better. And I know that there are a number of color identifier devices, such as the Colorino, and I'm forgetting the name of a couple of others. Oh, like the Cobalt, that's one. So yeah, there are other options out there, but I don't know much about any of those. I don't have experience with any of them, so I'm not going to talk about them. Instead, let's take a look at the Color Star and see what it is like. I'm horrible at describing things, but we'll give this a shot. So this is a rectangular device. I think it's about 3 inches, I guess, by maybe half an inch or 1 inch. Yeah, it's a rectangle. And at the top of this rectangle is a smaller opening or aperture. And it too is rectangular. And this is what you will place against the item that you want to determine its color. So on the front of the device, we have 3 buttons, all of which are circular, and they all have different functions. They're all really tactile as well. Not only can you feel the button very prominently, but each of them actually has some tactile markings on it, so that even if you aren't counting which button you're on, you can still tell what its function is just by touching it. The top one has dots that are kind of arranged in a circular pattern in the middle of the circle itself. And this is the one that you're going to press to detect the color. And you can press and hold it to do a really cool thing that we will talk about in just a bit. The second button has a single dot in the middle of the circle. And this is what you'll press to do a couple of things, actually. If you press it once, it will detect the color of something and tell you if it is the same or different than what you previously detected. So if you press your top button, get a color. Now you press the second button, it basically does a color comparison. If you press and hold this button, it's going to give you the color and intensity of any light source that you're pointing it at. The third and final button, the bottom button, is it has 3 dots that look kind of like a Braille L on its side. And for this button, you'll press it to cycle through volume levels. So if you just press it without holding, you're going to cycle through. Initially, it will tell you what your volume is, and then another press will then increase or cycle through that volume until you're back around at volume level 1. If you press and hold this, you will get your battery percentage. So there's what the buttons do. On the left side is a headphone jack, the left side kind of near the bottom, and on the right side is a micro USB connector so that you can charge the unit. It does come with a nice little Executive Products looking leather case that has a clip on it. So actually, it's not a clip. It's kind of a loop that you could, I guess, loop a lanyard through it or something like that. So you could probably wear this around your neck. It may have even come with kind of a lanyard, but I have not used it, and it seems to be misplaced if, in fact, it did come with that. The case has a magnetic closure, so you can open it and snap it closed and keep your lovely little device safe. All right, so that's enough talking about what it looks like. Let's go ahead and turn it on and see how it sounds. Nice little boot up sound there. And cool. So let's start detecting some colors. I'm probably not the only one who does this. It's not that I don't know what my skin color is, but I always want to try this with sometimes unfortunate results.
Gray, beige.
So yeah, I'm not gray, but that is how this is reported. I am pretty pale, actually, and everyone else in the house is pale as well, with kind of pinkish or peachy undertones. So I've not had the opportunity to test this on a person with darker skin or someone who has different undertones like olive or, you know, a little more yellowish undertone. So you'll probably have different results depending on what your skin tone is, but none of them are going to be super accurate. If you had a human look at my skin, they would probably say light peachy colored skin, and that's not what we got here. So let's try this.
Black caviar.
Black caviar. That seems really bizarre. Let's try
rosewood.
Okay, black caviar, rosewood. I have no idea what those colors are. Those were the colors of my hair and my chair, respectively. But again, I don't know what those colors are. So it turns out that the color star has two different modes, one of which is artistic color names. And this is how my unit shipped. I don't know if this is default or if just my unit was configured this way and some are not. So I'm going to hold down, or rather I'm going to press and release at the same time my middle button and my bottom button.
Colors name, universal.
There we go. We've switched to universal color names. So now let's try this and see if we get some more understandable color names.
Dark, reddish, brown.
Okay. And so that is my hair, which is actually not so dark. And we'll talk about why this might be misreporting in just a minute. Let's see what the chair says.
Reddish, black.
So rosewood is apparently reddish black. So about this hair thing and why it might report darker than it actually is, it turns out that in cases of hair or sweaters where you have kind of individual strands as opposed to something that looks really solid, you may have things look darker to the color star than they actually are. Now, with my hair, I can't really easily do this, but with a sweater, I can fold it over a couple of times and get a more accurate color of what I'm looking at. The same is true for things that are white or very, very light colored. And this is important if you're trying to determine the difference between a white shirt and a cream colored shirt. So if you aren't sure, if you have some questions about, is this white or is this a light color, you can fold the garment over a couple of times, and that will give the color star a more accurate reading of what you're looking at. So now let's take a look at how the color comparison feature works. So let's get the color of my shirt.
Strong, greenish, blue.
And now I will press my second button for comparison as we detect the color of my pants.
Colors are strongly different.
And just so you know, the color of the pants.
Dark gray.
So in fact, they are not the same color. They are strongly different. That doesn't mean that they don't coordinate, of course. It just means that the colors are not at all the same. So this is really useful if you're looking to match socks or something like that. And maybe you have a white pair and a cream pair. So you might see that they are slightly different colors. Or if you have something that you want to wear the same color for both top and bottom, and so you want the colors to look the same, this is a nice way to figure that out. We have now exited the office and we have taken the color star on the road far, far away to my closet in another part of the house. And so we'll demonstrate a couple of interesting things here. Now, one of them is I mentioned previously that there might be some things that the color star doesn't do quite so well. And for some reason, one of those things is pink. The color star has a really hard time recognizing pink. So here we have a hot pink shirt. And the color star says,
very deep purplish red.
So that's not pink. Purplish red is quite a bit different than pink. I have another pink garment that is a paler pink, and it reads as reddish gray. So if you have pink items, the color star is going to have a really difficult time with this. The second thing I want to demonstrate is something I talked about earlier, where if you hold the color detection button down, it does something different. Let's see what that is. Wow, that's pretty crazy. What I have here is a patterned shirt, and it has a number of different colors on it. As I move the color detector around while holding this button, it's indicating different colors and intensities. So let's stop on that color.
Dark grayish purple.
Okay. This one's a little higher pitched. Let's see what color that is.
Bluish gray.
So that is a different color. I really like this feature because it can let you know whether something is patterned or not. Sometimes you may want to wear a solid color, and sometimes you may want to wear a pattern. The shirt I just demonstrated with has a number of different colors, and those color splotches are pretty small. However, if you had something that was wide stripes or even narrow stripes on a solid background, you'd be very you'd find it very easy to determine which was the stripe and which was the solid, and kind of how far apart they were, and all kinds of cool stuff like that. Now, let's play a rousing game of Color Star versus Human. I have a human, and I have a color star, and we are looking at a new Stitch Fix box. So these are garments that I'm not yet familiar with, and we're going to see what the color star has to say and see if the human agrees or not. So the first thing I have here is a blazer.
Blackish blue.
Okay, and I always like to look at different portions of the garment just to see if we get kind of the same color here.
Very dark purple.
And in fact, we didn't. So we'll have to see if this is a case of something is reflective, or I folded the garment over to get a better idea of the color, or perhaps it is just multicolored. So let's try our little pattern detection thing here. And that looks pretty solid, so I'm going to guess this is a solid color.
Very dark purple.
We're going to go with very dark purple because we only had the blackish blue result once. So now, let us go and see what the human says. Hey, human.
Yes, I am human.
Awesome. Are your batteries charged?
Maybe. I'll check.
We'll see if they last long enough for you to give us a read on what color this is.
That is black, maybe navy.
Black, maybe navy. So this is a great example of...
Oh, but it has an inside too.
Yeah, the inside you don't necessarily need to see the color of, because that's kind of the lining of the jacket.
It's more leopard print looking.
On the inside?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So that part's not really going to show. Now, this whole front part, is that all solid navy / black?
Yeah.
Awesome. So it probably is navy, and our color star has just as much difficulty detecting that as humans do. Let's see what we have next. All right, here we have a sweater. Color star says
dark gray.
Dark gray. Let's fold it over again just to be sure. And that's the sound that you get if you haven't pressed your color star solidly against whatever you're trying to look at.
Dark
Okay, let's see. Okay, human, what color is the sweater?
That is a gray.
Would you say it's light, medium, dark?
It's more medium, but I'm leaning towards dark.
All right. You and the color star agree on this one. All right, now we have a skirt. And we'll take a look here. Color star says...
blackish blue.
Blackish blue. So this may be patterned. I have a feeling blackish that there are some other blackish colors here. Blue. So my guess on this one, blackish blue, is going to be, I think this is probably navy, but I'm not the human in this equation. Hey human, what color is this skirt?
That is plaid. It looks dark. It looks like it's really dark black with very dark red and green and stuff.
So it does have a pattern. Let's see if we can get that to show up here. Let's see if we can find some red here.
Blackish blue.
There are really thin lines of red.
So they're very thin lines.
Blackish blue.
All right. Human, let's see where a thin line is. And if we can get it to read.
Where's the sensor?
That.
Okay. Try that.
Blackish blue. Blackish blue.
It's a really dull red.
Blackish blue.
I guess I win.
Yep, human wins on this one. So we could tell that there is a pattern, and it's a very... very fine lines according to our human. And finally, we're going to do a shirt. So, color star says...
very dark purplish red.
Very dark purplish red. So my guess here is going to be a burgundy. But again, I'm not the human.
Wait, you're not human?
Nope. At least for the duration of this recording, I am something unknown. So what color is this shirt?
That's more of a burgundy, purple, red, like a Merlot wine, red.
All right, purple. So you and Color Star agree on this.
Only thing that separates us is finding out what lines are.
And patterns.
That too.
Thank you very much, human, for joining us.
Human escaped testing grounds. Human now go on rampage.
Okay, while the human is rampaging, we have retreated to the closet, where hopefully we will be safe and forgotten. Now, while we wait for the world to end, let's do a color star lightning round. Gray.
Medium gray.
Navy.
Bluish black.
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 Dark blue jeans.
Blackish blue.
Navy again.
Blackish blue.
Like teal blue-green thing.
Dark greenish blue.
Cream colored.
Purplish white.
So, not quite white.
All right, let's try white.
White.
And for that, for both of those, I did fold the garment over so we could get a really good look. All right, silver Apple Watch band.
Dark gray.
And that is the same for any silver metal, or gold for that matter. We never hear silver or gold. We hear, like, its base color. So silver is a shiny gray, so we hear gray. Purple.
Dark violet.
Pink.
Moderate purplish red.
Blue.
Dark purplish blue.
Purple.
Very dark reddish purple.
Red.
Vivid red.
Also red.
Deep red.
Gray.
Dark gray.
Black.
Black.
Multicolored.
Dark greenish gray.
And finally, silver. Not in the form of jewelry.
Medium gray.
And finally, let's take a look at the feature that we have not really focused on thus far, and that is light detection. So I am in a room where there is no artificial light turned on in the room, and the curtains are closed. So I'm just going to see what we have for a light source here.
The color of the light is black, intensity zero.
So nothing. Now I'll hold this down and kind of swivel the color identifier and...
The color of the light is orange. Intensity zero.
So what we're seeing now is the light in the hallway. I'm pointed toward the door, and we notice that there is a light. However, it's not super bright in here. It's just that the light detector is able to see that light from where I am and tell us that it's orange. Let's pivot the other way now.
Is white, intensity zero.
So now I'm pointed at the curtains, which are currently closed, and so there is a bit of light coming in through the closed curtains, but the intensity is zero. Let's open the curtains now, and at the time of this recording, it's fairly early morning and the sun is just coming up. So with the curtains open,
light is white, intensity 69.
So clearly, once we do have our curtains open, things get a lot more intense. Now, at the time of this recording, it is the holiday season, which means that there is a Christmas tree here, and it has all sorts of cool stuff to show us. So, first of all, what color is our Christmas tree?
Dark. Grayish green.
So there you go. And this has multicolored lights. So let's just kind of point this thing at it and wave it around.
The color of the light is white, intensity one.
Okay, so we pointed it and waved it and saw that we passed all sorts of different colored lights here. Let's see what colors we actually have. We ended up pointing at a white one.
The color of the light is greenish blue, intensity 25.
Cool. How about this?
The color of the light is yellowish pink, intensity 108.
Wow, okay.
Is bluish green, intensity 25.
So there you go. We have a multicolored Christmas tree with various lights, and we're able to see what color those lights are. So this does require a pretty precise hand in order to point at the light, and that's especially going to be true if you're working with a device and you're trying to determine, is that a blinking red light? Is that a green light? Some of those things become very handy when you are trying to troubleshoot something and the technician on the other end asks you, what color is your light on your modem and what is it doing? Now you're able to answer those things with the color star. So a couple of last things I wanted to mention before we wrap this up. We have really concentrated on clothing, but of course that is not the only thing that you can use this on. You can use it on fruit and various other produce. You can even do things like look at makeup and determine its color. The interesting thing about that is that you will need to place some transparent plastic over the thing that you're trying to look at, because you don't want to touch your color star to something powdered or to a lipstick that's very smeary and creamy. So placing some transparent plastic over what you're trying to look at can really assist in getting the color of the item without actually getting any of the item on your color star. I haven't tried this trick yet, but you could perhaps even determine the doneness of baked goods or how golden brown they are just by placing a piece of plastic over what you're looking at and detecting the color. So overall, is the color star perfect and infallible? Not so much, but is it way, way better than trying to use an app or perhaps even a less expensive dedicated color identifier? Yeah, I think so. If you are interested in purchasing a color star of your very own, we'll have a link to that in the show notes. If you have questions, you can find me on Twitter, Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, underscore Inger, or you can send me an email at Inger, E-N-G-E-R, at hadley.edu. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so now you're set. That convinced you that it is worth it to get a color star. Maybe that is something that you think you need, Jay.
You know, now you know.
No?
I'm not saying or not because I'm not interested. I'm just saying our listeners, you know, now you have an informed choice. So maybe, you know, if it's, is it pink? Maybe it's pink.
It's important to you. Sheets come in. She's got to look at them. Tell me what the color is. If we get, you know, something like my TARDIS blue cookie jar for Christmas, she had to tell me how, what, where it was on the spectrum, you know, because it's not officially TARDIS blue. So,
I guess what we've learned that still on these color identifiers, you know, no one has cracked the code with the $5 color app that works as well as this thing. No. And, you know, if somebody can figure that out, I think you'll sell a lot of them. But for people that are able to afford this, this is the best I think that you're going to do. At this point,
go right or wrong with the lighting and everything. So having an actual dedicated device can be very helpful when trying to have accurate color representation. The only thing that she notices is that pink is just, it's elusive. Various forms of pink. I gave her some tulips for Valentine's Day and it came in a pink wrapped paper pot kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that caused it a little bit of consternation because, you know, it wasn't pink. It was always like something high red or something lavender or something.
Errol Smith would be very disappointed.
That's the one color. I know. It would be very, very sad about that. But you can let us know what you think by sending on in your comments to feedback@blindbargains.com. If you got questions, we'll try and answer them as best we can. You can also go ahead and tweet us at blindbargains on Twitter.
Joe's on Twitter at Ranger Station, all one word. I mentioned it for you, so he didn't have to. So you can tweet him as well. And if you want to hear more about what's been going on in AT, the latest news and more, go back to our ATIA coverage, including our wrap-up show. That is 207, or our recording about the Blind Love documentary, 206, or even go back to the Outtake show. All these things are on our feed at blindbargains.com/audio. Or, of course, you can find Blind Bargains on the podcast service of your choosing. But thank you so much. I gotta go pack.
Yeah, Oh, I can understand that. I have to prepare for 5+ hours on a plane. So got to get that long 9-hour kind of conversation of the Incredible Hulk, you know, when it was the Hulk, World War Breaker Hulk, then Red Hulk, and all of
have
that.
Have fun it's flying to LAX.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard some
I guess we're going to find out how that new lot works.
Yeah, maybe I won't see you there.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
And then we had to fly home, back, and I told Ricky that it would be easier if we stopped at Disneyland and got the Millennium Falcon with the French fries in it. You know, it's a giant, it's a giant spaceship with French fries inside it, and it lights up on the back. Yeah, that went down really well.
Oh, so okay.
One of these days, I'm making it there. I'm making it to Galaxy's Edge.
Follow us on Twitter, Blind Bargains. Oh, yeah, we already said that. Thanks, Patrick, for making all this and making sense of our weird numbering systems and everything else. And that's where we will see all of you and many of our friends at CSUN, or we'll talk to you on this here, Airwaves, next time.
Later, everyone.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2020.